Coach Miller's done a great job, and it's going to be interesting to see how both teams get unveiled here, how they handle the pressure being here at State. Great crowd here for a morning game at Wells Fargo Arena, Scott, but it'll be interesting to see how each team handles the pressure, the atmosphere, whatever you want to call it here at Wells Fargo Arena. First time on this 94-foot college floor for some of these teams.
Anamosa's got a huge crowd from Jones County here behind us. And Des Moines Christian, local team, they've got a good crowd as well. Anamosa in their Duke-like uniforms. You like that?
I love it.
Black uniforms, blue and white trim, and Des Moines Christian also same school colors. They're wearing their white with the blue and black trim with silver numbers outlined in blue. Our officials are from Mapleton. They're Sean Collins, Chris Ehlers, and Todd Sandler. And we're underway, and Anamosa wins the tap. They'll go to the bucket to our left here at courtside at Wells Fargo Arena, and the Lions come out in the man-to-man. Shapansky over to Sayer. Holds the right of the circle. Now to Schulte. Cleared out for a moment, but turned down the shot. Skip pass cross-court. Hunt looks inside. Gets it back out top. Shapansky now comes out. Left of the key. Three. In and out that time. No good by Zumbach, who can hit that shot. The rebound to Des Moines Christian. On the run, and a pass stolen away. Good defense there by Shapansky.
Anamosa handling the transition that time, getting back on defense and getting a steal.
Stepped right into the passing lane. It looks like it's going to be Jewell hooked up with Schulte. So two good point guards going at it. Deep three, good by Shapansky, and it's 3-0 Anamosa.
Well, it didn't work from one side, but they moved the ball to the other side and got an open look there, Scott.
Anamosa will press the whole way. They beat it, and a layup runner good off the glass on the right side by Nathan Herbers, and it's 3-2, and the track meet's underway.
Diagonal passes by Des Moines Christian beat that press.
Schulte a drive and a kick. Shapansky fakes, then goes up with a three and buries another one from the left sideline.
They may have to come out and guard that young man. He's on fire. He's getting his team off to a great start.
37% on the year from three-point land at 6-2. Pull-up Herbers won't go right of the lane, and the rebound to Schulte. Anamosa on the run. Schulte into the lane, all the way in. Runner off the glass, no. Tried to get the rebound and committed the foul. That'll be his first.
Well, one thing Anamosa did is they made Des Moines Christian settle for a jumper instead of attacking the glass like the previous fast break. Des Moines Christian scored off. That time they settled for a jumper, didn't make the shot, and they took it down court.
Full court pressure. They'll try to trap in the backcourt, will Anamosa. And weaving through traffic is Pruitt. He'll take in the lane. Nice drop-off pass. Layup, though, blocked from behind. I think Zumbach got it. And here comes Anamosa the other way with Schulte. To Shapansky. Fakes the three. They come out on him this time. And Shapansky's going to be picked up by Herbers now. And already a little bit of a change. Schulte now picked up by Van Solen.
Yeah, it's four out, one in for Anamosa right now, but they're running their motion offense.
On the drive, Schulte all the way in. Henry checked it out of bounds. It'll stay Anamosa ball.
That's probably not the matchup you want. If Schulte's going to take it to the hole, you want a different guy guarding you.
They had Jewell starting off. Now they put it back in there. Might have just been on a switch, but I think we're going to see Van Solen on Schulte. Here's the inbound lob, and Zumbach with the easy two.
Boy, is he strong inside. A 49% field goal shooter. You can see he's dead on already.
8-2 lead for the Blue Raiders. Bounce pass, Herbers, as Des Moines Christian will get into the half-court look for the first time. Ball tipped away from Jewell, and it's loose. Picked up by Des Moines Christian on the fake, on the drive. Oh, coming up short on the one-hand dunk attempt that time was Van Solen. And here comes Anamosa the other way. Schulte, step back three, ring it up. Timeout, Lions.
They're going to take a 30-second timeout here, Scott, but you know, Shapansky's doing it on the defensive end, and Schulte's doing it on the offensive end for Anamosa. Great start here in the first quarter.
Van Solen tried to get his crowd into it there with the tomahawk and came up a little short.
I think he was a little too far under the basket to begin that, and he just mistimed it, and that certainly fed off the Anamosa crowd behind us. And did I hear him saying the you? Does that mean they're talking to you, Scott?
I don't think so. But you couldn't have scripted a better start for Anamosa.
Well, first time ever in this floor, being in the state tournament atmosphere, and these kids are playing lights out. They've got three scores and double figures, Schulte, Zumbach, and Shapansky, who come into the game averaging double figures, and they're off to a great start. But I think it's on their defensive end. That press you talked about, Scott, is doing a little bit of damage to Des Moines Christian. They don't have a deep bench at Des Moines Christian.
And Anamosa does have a deep bench, and we will see them coming up in a moment. On the drive and all the way, Zumbach with the rejection of the shot out of bounds from Pruitt.
Is there anywhere on this floor that Zumbach hasn't been on yet? Because he's over. He's either deflected the ball or blocked a shot, and that time a blocked shot.
Austin Mona, he's the top scorer off the bench for Des Moines Christian. He's a 5'10 junior. Where's number 20? He'll come in. Lob pass out front, picked up by Herbers. Drives on, Hunt takes a left free throw line. Crossover dribble, stop and go, move, pass tip, intercepted. Here comes Zumbach, leading the break, coming all the way in, finger roll good with the right.
Coast to coast, he got the steal and got the 94-foot break and get a basket.
13-2, Anamosa, driving a kick. Herbers goes baseline, leaner no, tip no. Des Moines Christian gets it back with Van Solen. Interesting, Schulte on him for a moment. And now they got a block on Schepanski. Little hand check there, right in front of us on Mona. And Bud Light gets to retrieve the basketball.
That might have been the first offensive set we've seen by Des Moines Christian this morning, Scott, excuse me, as they got into a half-court set on their offense, and we saw man-to-man defense by Anamosa, and they got called for the hand check beyond the three-point arc.
Ryan Krappel and Cole Sander in for Anamosa. Krappel a 5'9 senior, Sander a 6'1 junior, and a pass to the corner, intercepted on that diagonal one. Turnover number two. Anamosa, 4:35 to play, first quarter with the big lead from the corner. Three is short, and the rebound tipped around and picked up by Christian as Jewell gets it. Weaves his way through traffic, tried to go cross court, almost threw it to Mark, but Christian will get it.
I had your equipment all covered there.
It's been hit before, and now the Lions throw it away against that Anamosa man pressure.
Scott, for our listeners, I don't think they realize how much pressure Anamosa is putting on the ball, and they're doing a tremendous job, not only in the half court, but also in their full court pressure. They've kind of worn down Des Moines Christian in the early going, forcing Des Moines Christian not to get in any kind of flow right now.
I think they've only had one half court look so far.
That was the one that the foul was called on by Anamosa foul, and that was it. So a great start for the Blue Raiders.
Krappel comes out, Hunt back in for Anamosa. Coming up on the halfway mark of the game's first quarter, and it's 13-2 in favor of the Blue Raiders. And now extending that man pressure, kick to the corner, three-pointer on the way off the mark, but the weak side rebound, right-hand put back off the turnaround won't go. Hunt with the tip, tried to keep it alive. Jewell comes up with it for Des Moines Christian. They got to get their big two going. Van Solen, stutter dribble out front, goes crossover, fakes, good defense by Zumbach to close out. Herbers driving right of the lane, kick to the corners. They work the right side. Nice no-look bounce underneath, but broken up by Hunt. Out of bounds, and he'll stay with Des Moines Christian.
Oh, good pressure by Anamosa once again in the half court set. They really did a good job of switching, and they forced Des Moines Christian to get the ball below the right block, and there was no angle there for that shot by Van Solen. Fortunately for Des Moines Christian, it was knocked out of bounds. It'll be their basketball.
Cole Jamison in for the first time for the Blue Raiders. They lead 13-12. Van Solen stop and go move. On the drive left of the lane, takes it into traffic, forced one up and blocked out of bounds, and they're gonna keep it with the Lions. And he tried to beat a triple team that time.
Well, Zumbach's asking the official, hey, could you go for help? Because I don't think it was knocked out of bounds, and we're right below the basket here, right near the basket. So he's not gonna go for help, so we'll be Des Moines Christian basketball, Scott.
Inbound. Right of the glass looking in. They go back door. Jules' shot rejected by Jamison.
Well, there's production off your bench. Cole Jamison coming in, averaging 3 points and just under two rebounds, and it's a pretty good block there.
Inbound, Van Solen off the clear out, going one-on-one. Kick to the corner. Here's Jewell for a pop-up three. No good on the line driver, and it comes out deep to Schulte. Three-on-three break. Schulte lost the handle of it, took it into traffic, and here comes Des Moines Christian the other way. Jewell all the way down. Left-hand scoop layup rimming now. And Zumbach with the board for Anamosa. And right now, Des Moines Christian just can't buy a bucket.
This is Anamosa's pace, Scott. You've seen them a couple times throughout the year. Des Moines Christian, this is not their pace. And they are going to run out of players because they don't have the bench to withstand this pace.
Clear out, Jamison. Now back it comes to Colin Schulte. Couple jab steps. Comes right. Left right throw line. Leaves it for Zumbach. He's going to back his way in against Jewell. Turnaround shot on the way. Can't get the roll. And the rebound on the weak side. Loose picked up by Anamosa. Krappel gets it. Tried to bounce it inside in the back door to Schulte. And it's off his leg and tipped away and stolen.
Yeah, it's getting a little sloppy out there. They tried to run an ISO play that last time for Schulte. And he was unable to convert for Anamosa.
Anamosa doesn't, they don't really fret the turnovers, though. Van Solen, pop-up jumper, left baseline won't go, and a good block out down low by Cole Sander. Here comes Schulte in the open court with a right-hand dribble. 2:08 to play. Behind the screen, launches a three, left it short front iron, and the rebound out of there to Pruitt. Brings it up the right sideline, stop-and-go dribble, cut off there, and out front. Driving in, Van Solen, spin move, double pumper, no. And one and done again for Des Moines Christian.
Ice cold is the Lions of Des Moines Christian. They can't buy a bucket here in the first half, Scott.
They got it for 9% shooting so far.
I'm just getting the screen refreshed here in our stats. That is amazing. They're just not in any flow, and that's a lot to do with Anamosa's defense.
A double Schulte up top. No-look pass gets it to Cole Sander. Right back it comes to Schulte. They're doubling now Schulte, and there's a reach foul out front. Going to be charged Nathan Herbers. First foul of the morning on Des Moines Christian. And Kevin Barnes will go to the bench. Gabe Finn will come in for the first time, the emotional leader of this Anamosa team.
You mentioned that. I'm interested to see what you mean by that.
He'll get him fired up.
5'11 senior, averaging 1.5 points, just under a rebound. This should be interesting.
Little 2-3 trap here. Szczepanski fakes the three, kicks the left side, Zambach goes behind the dribble. Pop-up jumper, won't go for 15. Rebound tipped around, picked up by Anamosa. Left wing, three on the way. Szczepanski, he drilled it. His third triple of the quarter.
Well, Cole Jamison kept that possession alive with the offensive rebound for Anamosa.
16-2 lead, forcing up the leader that time. Coming up short was Fellers. Here's Anamosa. Szczepanski all the way down, layup good. And Anamosa threatening to run away here. 11 for Szczepanski. Jewel stop and go dribble. He'll drive in and score with the left hand. And finally, the drought is broken for Des Moines Christian.
What a run by Anamosa. And finally, they did get the diagonal pass on the press breaker for the score.
18-4. Now Anamosa will go for the last shot of quarter number one. Szczepanski out front with Zumbach. Finn to right back to Tyler with 20 seconds to play. As Des Moines Christian has gotten out of that man, they're going 2-3 here and extending it. Zumbach push pass Szczepanski. They double him. 9 seconds to play, first quarter. High lob pass. They'll get into the offense. Szczepanski on the drive. Nolan pass underneath. Shot rejected, though, but they're going to get a goaltend.
Yeah, it was. Good help defense that time by Des Moines Christian, but unfortunately, David Fellers went above the rim and knocked it away. 2 points for Anamosa.
That was
much
a good call.
Much to the disdain of head coach Todd Miller of Des Moines Christian. Didn't agree with that.
No, I came off the backboard, though.
He wants to talk to the official that made the call, and he'll give him. Well, Scott, how do we think of this new video board down here? We see this all the time for the Des Moines Energy who play NBA D-League basketball here. The new video board, new stats, a lot of stuff new down here at Wells Fargo.
Inbound, Van Solen loses it. We're through one, and you couldn't script a better start for the Anamosa Blue Raiders as they lead it over Des Moines Christian 20-4. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Boys State Tournament Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM.
Lee's is doing their don't-do-it-yourself sale. We do have our other sales that come throughout the rest of the year, but nothing's quite like the Lee's sale. It's just the best carpet out there. I have it in my house, and I absolutely love it. I'm Brad Stork with Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. We do have 5 different 50% off carpets, as well as the rest of the entire Lee's line, 20 to 30% off. But then hard surface, we've got hardwood, we've got laminate, we've got LVT, we've got ceramic tile, porcelain tile, anywhere from 10 to 50% off. And when you figure there's homes that are looking at 1,000 square feet, that's big savings. There's no doubt about it. It saves your money in the long run if you work with a professional that does this every day. The Don't Do It Yourself sale is going on now through April 18th, 2016. Bachmeyer Carpet One, 3402 Merchant Street, Coralville, across from Tyson's.
Back with you here at the Wells Fargo Arena, downtown Des Moines. Scott Udash alongside Mark Amadeo, sitting in for Phil Dunn, among others, here today. And thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day.
Well, appreciate it,
the boss has let you out for a little bit today.
You know, I work 6 blocks from here, downtown Des Moines, and they let me out. I do a lot of dialing games, so I'm gone a lot, but they're very they knew last week I didn't come down here too much. this week, Scott, you and Ash calls, you answer the phone, and you get down here because I'm going to be with the U, because I keep hearing the Anamosa fans saying you. So I'm with the sitting next to the right guy here at Wells Fargo Arena.
Well, you'll be here tomorrow for the Dowling Valley affair. That, you know.
Now the whole state gets to see what we see. This will be the third time they've met. And
they don't like each other.
No, it's actually a great rivalry, Scott. They, you know, it's, the kids all know each other. Some of them play the same AAU teams and know each other from football. And
it'll be a lot like Xavier Kennedy.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You're 2 miles away.
Yeah.
People think it's not a great rivalry, but it really is. It
certainly is. And what a first quarter for Anamosa, leading 20-4 over Des Moines Christian, Scott.
Jewel tripped out front as we start the second quarter. Zumbach accidentally tripped him. They got their feet tangled up, and they're going to get it on Tyler. That'll be his first third-team foul on Anamosa. Blue Raiders jumped out to a 16-2 lead, and they lead it 20-4 as we start quarter number two, and Anamosa back to their starters. And we'll set the lineup for you. It's Sayer, Hunt, Zumbach, Schulte, and Schepanski right now for Anamosa. Herbert's drop pass inside. They're going to get a hold, I think, down low. They had a little mismatch going with Van Solen.
Here gets Sayer on the hold. And Scott, we go through the first quarter statistics. Anamosa shot 47% from the field, 8 of 17. Des Moines Christian just 2 of 14 from the field, 14% in the first quarter. Anamosa 4 of 8 from three-point range. Des Moines Christian 0 for 1. And the rebounding edge to Anamosa, 12-9.
Herbers backs his way in, free throw line, kicks it out. Now on the drive, right-hand poke shot no good on the double pumper that time by Pruitt. And the rebound to Anamosa. Lead pass, Schepanski. Right back it comes to Schulte. Pop up three, short. Right on line, short though. Van Solen the rebound. Here's the break, 2-on-1. Nice dump pass and the right-hand layup good by Herbers.
Transition basket that time by Des Moines Christian. They diagonal passes and attack the deep man.
Forcing up the scoop layup, Sayer. Missed it, and here comes Christian the other way. Down by 14. Looking for a little help. Here's a three from the corner. Far side won't go. Rebound fought for underneath, and Jewel gets it for Des Moines Christian. Here's Van Solen on the dribble drive. All the way in, and gets a little right-hand finger roll to go.
Well, that time Zumbach didn't challenge him or take the charge, and now a turnover.
And also with their third miscue of the first half. And back comes Des Moines Christian. They've got to get Jewel and Van Solen going. Good. Bounce pass underneath. Layup, no, but a foul called underneath. And it sent Fellers, I think, to the free throw line.
Well, certainly a different approach here for Des Moines Christian to start the second quarter. Down 20-4 at the end of the first quarter. They come back, and they're taking it to Anamosa right now, and they're attacking the glass, Scott. They're not selling for jumpers. They're actually attacking the glass, and now they get two free throws out of it.
And the second foul on Colin Schulte. That's maybe even a bigger story at this point. Fellers hits the free throw. He'll have one more. Des Moines Christian, a good free throw shooting team at 75%. As I say that, second one pops in and out.
Nice job, Mr. Announcer. Way to jinx the shooter.
81%, and he missed that one. Breaking the pressure, Schepanski in the far corner. To Schulte, playing with two fouls. Kick Zumbach, right wing three. Back iron, no. Rebound, Jewel went high to get it. Took it away from Schulte. And here come the Lions. They get a bucket here and cut it down to single digits. Drive, kick, far corner, Pruitt. Circles up top, now down the lane, leads the right baseline. Pruitt cut off by the double team. Now comes to Fellers, leaner good, and they attack the basket again.
You know, instead of settling for three-point shots, they're actually attacking the blast, and that's what Des Moines Christian now has cut into this lead. They've got it down to single digits.
One-hand runner good by Schepanski, who's got 13 points. He's already at his average.
Well, for 10 seconds, they had it for single digits.
5:40 to play here in the first half, and it's 22-11 Anamosa. Well, crossover. The Des Moines Christian Lions in front court out of the West Central Valley Conference. Free throw line on the drive, Brook. Kick out to Jewel. Far wing three. No good, short. Rebound weak side, Schepanski. Long bounce pass up court and a layup good. Beautiful assist from Schepanski to Zumbach.
Well, they found each other wide open in the open court. And right now for Anamosa, Schulte playing with two fouls. I'm surprised Des Moines Christian doesn't attack Colin Schulte of Anamosa with two fouls.
Here's Jewel stuffed, and that might be the third on Schulte. He was in there with Sayer, and love to see this one go on number four, but it's going to be on Schulte.
And he's got three fouls, and head coach Kevin Barnes has got to get him out of the lineup. Cole Jameson, I'm sure, will replace him.
No matter how good a block it is, if you come down, you're going to, more often than not, get the foul. And Jewel to the free throw line for two. And the first one's off, no good. He's an 80% foul shooter.
Well, mark the clock. 5:07, second quarter. Schulte with his third foul. We may not see him till the second half sometime.
Ryan Kropfel will come in. And Cole Sander will come in. Zumbach's going to go out as well. And now Anamosa goes really small. One more free throw. Jewel, the 6-foot junior. With 2 points, only one field goal so far. Left-hander gets the second one. A little bit of token man pressure in the backcourt to Schepanski will bring it up. Now he will go to the point with Schulte on the bench. And here comes the trapping pressure. Picks it up at the center line. High cross-court pass brought down by Kropfel. A play catch with it. Schepanski on the dribble drive. Kick outside. Faking the three. Driving baseline. In all the way. Back to Schepanski. Pop up three. Top. No. And the rebound to Jewel. Here come the Lions on the run. Near side. Herbers might have got away with a little walk. Into the lane. Losing and going up that time. Pruitt. And it goes out of bounds. They're going to keep it with Des Moines Christian.
We call those the Euro steps, Scott. Sometimes they're called, sometimes they're not. The Euro step.
Yeah, Dirk Nowitzki made him famous. Austin Hunt back in. As Cole Sander will come out now for the Blue Raiders. Still 4.5 to play here in the first half. Anamosa up 24-12, but they got some foul problems here.
Anamosa stays man-to-man.
Oh, guard the inbound pass, lob out top. And Solon fakes the three, now goes up with it. Line driver, no. He's kind of forcing things here early on.
He's trying to find his rhythm, and I'll tell you, good defense that time. Austin Hunt, who I talked about earlier, he's been a key player on defense, just keeping Van Solon in check.
Kropfel kicks it outside. Sayer, now left of the circle, Hunt. Fakes, drives, and held and fouled. So he tried to go right with the dribble, not going to get the foul on Pruitt. It's only the second foul on Christian.
In the game?
In the game.
That's amazing.
They wouldn't have lasted in some of the girls' games last week.
No, not at all.
We had in two games 130 free throw shots.
Is that the Pocahontas area game?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't, as a matter of fact.
They got the 100 mark here, first time ever, in 5-on-5.
That was a great game. Got to watch that one. That was a lot of fun. Schepanski.
You know when Press Row starts borrowing paper from others, they're running out of sheets because of all the scoring.
Jameson with a three.
That's huge for Anamosa right there.
He's a good three-point shooter at 44%. Herbers harassed in the corner. Van Solen posting up in the right block. Turnaround right-hander, no, and the rebound to Hunt. Good block out. 27-12 Anamosa. Lead pass caught on the run by Jameson, and he was fouled.
Well, I like how Anamosa gets the ball out after a missed shot. They just get the ball one passer at half court, and they found their teammate on the right block, and he was fouled. But, boy, I just love how this team gets it out in the open court and lets their athletes do the dirty work.
Had a great football fall, Anamosa did. One of the best in school history, and it's compounded into a great basketball season. You see that a lot. Give and go, Schepanski back to Zumbach. Up top to Kropfel. 2-3 zone now for Des Moines Christian. Off the out-of-bound. They'll extend it a little bit. Cross-court pass. Schepanski on the drive. Cut off. Right back it comes. Left wing three is going to be way off the mark that time by Jameson. Going to go out-of-bounds.
Yeah, Jameson's not their three-point shooter, and I think he knows that. But he thought he was in rhythm and missed everything. It'll be Des Moines Christian basketball, and they're facing full-court man-to-man pressure here, Scott.
He hit one earlier, and just came up empty on that one.
It looked like one of my shots. This rim and net.
27-12. Jewel off the isolation. Clear out on the hand back. Pull up jumper from 15. Left to the lane. Won't go. In and out that time. Tough luck by Herbers. And the rebound to Anamosa. Lead pass. Schepanski wasn't ready for it. Gets it back to Zumbach. Behind the back dribble. Over into the corner to Hunt. He can also hit that three. Zumbach on the dribble drive all the way in and finishes with the left hand.
Great identification that time by Hunt as he found his teammate going right for the hole from the top of the key.
This team passes so well. And you're going to see that very early. On the drive, splitting a double team layup. Good. It'll count the foul. They're going to get Zumbach with his second.
This might be what gets Des Moines Christian back in it. They're down 29-14 right now. That basket's good. And if they can get a three-point play out of this might get them some momentum, because, Scott, they have shot horribly here in this first half. Right now, Des Moines Christian just under 21% shooting, 5 of 24. They're 0 for the morning from three-point range.
Actually going to get that foul on Schepanski, and that's going to be his second instead of Zumbach. So going to the free throw line will be Austin Mona. He's been the only player off the bench so far for the Lions. And the free throw up and in. Switched it right through, completed the three-point play. And we're going to get a 30-second break here taken by the Lions. 29-15, Anamosa on top. We'll take a 30. 2:33 to play here in the opening half. We'll be back to Des Moines after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to coverage of the state basketball tournament on KGYM.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connect Tao, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together. With the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
Back with you here from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Anamosa jumped out to a 16-2 lead, and they lead 29-15 over Des Moines Christian. With 2.5 to play here in the second quarter as Frank Christian in the 2-3.
No, 3-2 zone actually. Going to bring guy up front, number 30, Van Solen, the 6'6 center, is at the top of the key, the 3 of the 3-2 zone.
And it caused a turnover. Zumbach got trapped along the near sideline and dribbled it off his leg out of bounds. It's turnover number 4 for Anamosa. And now I've got Des Moines Christian with 3 turnovers, but they got him with 4 on the official stat, so we'll go with that. Pass up front, Pruitt, as Christian has gone to the bench. Mona is in there. They get it to Van Solen off the clear out on the drive into the lane, forces it up and got the charge. That's good defense underneath.
That great job underneath by Kyle Sayer. He drew the charge as Des Moines Christian, you know, trying to attack the glass, but they found the tough going, getting tough in the middle there.
Des Moines Christian with a new player that's not on our roster by the name of Schisler into the game. So we'll try to do some investigative reporting on that one.
Tommy Schisler. What number is he wearing, Scott?
23.
That's what they have him in the program.
All right. Sayer drives, cut off, spinning, gets it out top. Schepanski in the ball fake on the drive. Finishes with the left hand, no, in and out. And the rebound to Des Moines Christian. Long up court pass, they got a 2-on-1. Jewel all the way in. Flyer no good. Rebound in the putback for 2 for David Fellers underneath. He's got 5.
Good hustle by Des Moines Christian. They get the ball down court. They didn't get the first shot to go, but they got the second.
29-17. Little three-quarter court trapping pressure this time. No Colin Schulte in the game, remember, for Anamosa. Zumbach, ball handling up top. Gets doubled, gets it out of there. Hook pass to the corner. Sayer thought about the three, but turned it down. Hunt plays catch now with Schepanski, and he'll yo-yo it out, and they'll set it up again. Under a minute, but I don't think Anamosa will go for one here. But you never know.
Well, possession arrow favors Anamosa. This could be a two-possession swing that goes into the second half here, Scott, potentially.
Layup or the last second shot. Fumbled by Sayer for a moment. Cross-court pass. Now they get it back inside to Sayer. Spreading the court here with 32 seconds to play, and Schepanski will hold it up top. And it's more and more like it will be going for one, and there's a foul. Out front, a little nickel and dimer, though, but that's going to be the second on Van Solen. Boy, and as a coach, you hate those. Because there's no need to commit that foul 30 feet away. And Schisler will check out. And Grant Buehrink will come in now for Des Moines Christian, his first appearance. And Herber's also coming back into the lineup for Des Moines Christian.
Lions stay in that 2-3 zone, but Schepanski is at the top of the zone right now. Instead of Van Solen.
So we got down to 10 seconds to play. First half, Schepanski between the leg dribble. Now goes crossover a couple times. They'll double him up front, looking for some help. Hook pass comes baseline. Sayer on the drive, forces it up, and goes behind the backboard at the end of the first half. But a good first half.
Yeah, good defense that time by David Fellows for Des Moines Christian. Kind of altered that shot, but pretty good half for Anamosa. Have never been down here. It looks like they're veterans, Scott, the way they played in this first half with a 29-17 lead here at halftime for the Blue Devils.
Five seniors on this Anamosa team and looking like seniors so far. We're at halftime. Our score at the break, Anamosa 29 and Des Moines Christian 17. And we will come back, talk halftime with you from Wells Fargo Arena after this two-minute timeout as you're listening to coverage of the Boys State Basketball Tournament on KGY.
In 1940s America, it was common for several generations to reside under the same roof. Grandparents, parents, and children all sharing traditions and learning from each other. There was a simple beauty to this kind of living. And while it isn't common anymore, at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, three generations still share one roof. The Dickens family history at Hertin and Stocker began when Willa was a simple watchmaker. He went on to own the business and raised his sons Terry and Tim alongside him in the store. Now Terry's daughter Kate has joined the family at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. She brings her contemporary sensibility and fresh ideas to the jewelry cases while carrying on the heritage of service and understanding she grew up with. Kate is the most recent chapter in the ongoing story of Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Come see what's sparkling on those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, and now Kate. One of them is always there.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Back with you at Wells Fargo Arena, the Iowa Event Center, and the 2016 Boys State Basketball Tournament. As we are at the break, halftime, Anamosa's never trailed, and they lead Des Moines Christian 29-17. Although the Lions did outscore Anamosa that second quarter, Mark.
Yeah, they certainly did. 13-9. Schulte got in some foul trouble, Scott. And I think you're right. I think it might be a different team without that young man for Anamosa, Colin Schulte. He had went to the bench with 5:07 remaining in the second quarter with his third foul and didn't play. And I don't think he'll start the second half, in my opinion. I don't think Coach Barnes will put him back out there. But didn't do too bad. For the first time ever being at state, these kids played very well, and I like how they attack the glass, their transition basketball. They press, and then they get the ball down court, two passes, and they're on the offensive end. So I like how they move the ball on this extended court, 94 feet. They're playing on the big courts, and I don't think they do that a lot during their conference season. Scott, regular season, some of these gyms have 94 feet. But
Coconut's, I believe, the only one in the Womack that's a 94-footer, the new court there.
And these kids from Anamosa, the Blue Raiders, did a great job of attacking every square inch of this court here at Wells Fargo Arena.
Yep, did a great job. Let's take a look at the halftime scoring for Anamosa. Kyle Shapansky leading the way, the 5'10 senior. He had three pointers in that first quarter. He came out a house of fire with 11 of his 13 in the first 8 minutes. He's got 13 at the break. Tyler Zumbach with 8, and all from two-point land from the field. Colin Schulte with 3 fouls, only 3 points. So Anamosa got to feel pretty good with a 12-point lead. Didn't play without their leader for a total of 5 minutes in the game, like you mentioned, and he had only 3 points, and they're still up 12.
Yeah, and I think they're going to miss him more, not so much in the offensive end, but on the defensive end, because he was very aggressive, forced a lot of turnovers. We talked about that a little bit. Anamosa forced 5 Des Moines Christian turnovers in the first half.
Cole Jamison also off the bench with a total of 5, including a three-point goal. For Des Moines Christian, they're being led at halftime. Balance scoring, David Fellers with five, the 6'3 senior, and then four for Nathan Herbers. But the big story has been the Anamosa defense on Van Solen and Jewell. They came in averaging 36 points a game, and they only have five in the first half.
Well, Austin Hunt's done a nice job in the paint. He doesn't get a whole lot of credit. That's one of my keys to the game was that young man. You know about Schulte. You know about Zumbach. You know about Schapansky. But Hunt's done the dirty work, and he's kind of neutralized Van Solen of Des Moines Christian, keeping him in check, and just forcing Des Moines Christian to play out of their element. They're not quite in sync right now, and I know head coach Todd Miller at halftime is talking to the Lions and saying, hey, we got to get back to their brand of basketball. But Anamosa has forced them out of their element a little bit. They're poor shooting in the first half, you mentioned, Scott. One Christian just under 26% from the field, and that's never good, but you got to find a way to go through that. Des Moines Christian got it down to single digits for about 10 seconds, and then it's been double-figure lead most of the first half for Anamosa.
Yeah, the Blue Raiders are shooting 43%, 12 out of 28 in the first half. 5 of 13, 39% from three-point land, about their season average. But Des Moines Christian, they're 0 for the first half from three. Didn't take a lot of them. They only took four. They were at their best when they attacked the basket, trying to beat that pressure.
Yeah, they were. And, you know, that lid's been on the basket, and that can become a mental thing. They missed a couple easy layups early. And they got that three-point play opportunity, traditional three-point play opportunity towards the end of the first half. So I thought that might give them a little bit of a lift. But it's been Anamosa's defense, to be quite frank, here in the first half, Scott Unash. Anamosa's defense has been coming up big in this first-round game.
Yeah, they have so far. And official stats here at halftime. We've been going over those a little bit. And if there's anything that pops out at you.
No, it's you know, I'm glad we get the paper stuff because we got everything's online. But, you know, the turnovers are pretty close. And just distributing the basketball, Anamosa, you know, Schulte, when he went out, you talk about the defensive side. He had three assists to lead everybody in the first half. And when you have that kind of a player on the bench who likes to distribute, who likes to, you know, he's a big part of this team. When he's in foul trouble, that makes a big difference. But for Des Moines Christian, the question is, can they respond? They've already been dealt a blow at halftime. Can they respond in the second half?
Well, Des Moines Christian, you're not going to do real well if your assists are only two and your turnovers are five.
Oh, no.
That's not a good ratio to have.
No, it certainly is, and they're finding that out here early. And then, you know, can they get it together? And I look at, you know, some of the – we mentioned the matchups before the game. You know, Anamosa, I think, plays a tougher schedule. Now, I don't see Des Moines Christian here in Des Moines throughout the year, but I know the conference they play in, and I'm telling you right now, Anamosa plays a much tougher schedule. The one game they did have to step up and play, and that was when Des Moines Christian faced Pella Christian, a loss by three at home to Pella Christian. That might be their biggest opponent that they've played throughout the year until tonight. Or until this morning, I'm sorry.
I'm doing that too.
Nights, morning, afternoon, what are we? 11:08 in the morning, Scott Unash.
29-17, Anamosa on a top here at the halftime break as the Blue Raiders make their way back out onto the floor here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Coming up later on today, 3:30 or thereabouts, depending if the schedule stays on time, we will get into the Class 3As. We got a pair of them coming your way here on KGYM. We'll start things off with the Cinderella, the Solon Spartans. They're not used to having the Cinderella moniker placed on them. They're used to being the Hunted instead of Hunters, but that's what they are this year.
What an amazing story for Solon. You know, and you look at schools, Scott, and I know you're in Eastern Iowa, I'm in Central Iowa, but you look at tradition, and you just throw out whatever sports going on or activity, and Solon sticks out. They have a lot of tradition at that school, and I don't care what they're playing. And basketball, I saw their record, it's like, what happened there? What's going on? 10-14.
But they play in this tough WAMAC East.
They did, and they made it pay off. And now they get the number one seed in Sheridan, and they're going to see the Iowa recruit up close and personal. Or actually, we will see them up close and personal this afternoon around 3:30 or 3:45, Scott.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. And apparently, scouting report is that young man can jump out of the gym. So we'll find out.
Good athlete.
Yeah, obviously, if he's going to play tight end in the Big Ten, he's going to be pretty good. And then, and the 3As continue tonight with Cedar Rapids Xavier taking on Spirit Lake, and that will be at 6:20. We'll step aside with a quick 30-second timeout and come back with second-half action here from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. 29-17, Anamosa on top here at halftime. Back after this here on KGYM Sports.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Horn sounds ready for half number two here at Wells Fargo Arena. As we come your way here on KGYM 107.5 and 106.3 FM, we wish everyone a good Tuesday morning. Scott Unash, Mark Amadeo with you as Kyle Schulte is out there. He's going to start the second half with those three fouls. A little bit of a gamble there for Kevin Barnes.
Well, I don't know if he can dial it down a little bit, but he's got to be very careful. He doesn't pick up that fourth foul here in the third quarter.
Sayer, Hunt, Zumbach, Schulte, and Szczepanski in there to face the zone, and a little different zone again. Looks like that back to that 1-2-2 or kind of a collapsing 3-2 with Van Solen out front for Des Moines Christian. Cross-court pass nearly tipped away and stolen, but Anamosa retains possession. Schulte to Hunt. His hook pass tipped by Van Solen and stolen away. Hervis comes away with it. Up court, bounce pass and a layup good from the right side, finishing Isaac Pruitt for his first points.
Well, Des Moines Christian's not going to go away. They got a basket to start the second half.
29-19, pull up by Schulte, blocked by Van Solen. Right now, Des Moines Christian's come out like a house of fire. Through traffic, Harbers forced it up with a left-hand runner, no, and the rebound to Anamosa. Schulte, good up court pass, Szczepanski, layup for two.
He threw a fastball 90 feet, Scott, for that outlet pass. Wow.
31-19, Anamosa back up by a dozen. Des Moines Christian set their lineup, and they've got the same starting five in there. Van Solen, triple teamed on the right block. Fall away, no, left short, and a weak side board to Hunt. And here comes Colin Schulte up the near boards for Anamosa, and he'll bring it back outside for the Blue Raiders. Yeah, 1-2-2 with those big, long arms and that wingspan at 6'6 up top.
Yeah, he's leading. That's Van Solen. He's got quite a wingspan at 6'6, averaging 18 points and 8.5 rebounds, and they put him at the top.
Hunt, they work the triangle far side. Three on the way, too strong by Zumbach. Hunt tipped it, kept it alive.
That's
here's
my man.
Guy. For the jumper, that won't go. It's short by Schulte, and the rebound to Jewell.
Oh, my man kept it alive, and they couldn't take advantage of it there for Anamosa.
Herber's a long bounce pass. Gets it right back from Pruitt. Posting up inside, right-hand hook won't go off the glass. And the rebound out of there to Hunt. Done a good job in the boards. He's done all the little things.
Yeah, that's what we talked about. I think there's a guy, you look at the scores, but there's a guy that's going to do the little things, and Austin Hunt has certainly done that for Anamosa through 2.5 quarters.
Zumbach, no-look pass underneath the Hunt, collects it on the right block, spins, now picks it back up. And the Blue Raiders being patient on this trip. Szczepanski in the ball fake, steps in, kick on the left baseline, leaner won't go, Sayer, put back good by Zumbach.
Tyler Zumbach on the weak side rebound, and he did it all in one push. Got the rebound in one hand, put it up, and he hit the deck.
That is tough to do.
Oh, strong move.
33-19. No look pass to the corner. Jewell in the baseline drive in all the way and finishes with a little finger roll with the left hand.
Yeah, he's got to get on track for Des Moines Christian. He and Van Solen. Jewell's missed some bunnies early, and now he's starting to kind of feel it here.
33-21. Anamosa basketball. Szczepanski starts to penetrate, kicks it back to Schulte. They clear it out for him. Hook pass down low. They double down on Zumbach and goes up with a right-hand half hook and got it.
Well, Zumbach didn't want to shoot it initially. He was looking for the three-point player, one of his teammates, and he just did a real quick hook shot and made it.
35-21, Anamosa by 14. Biggest lead's been 17. Des Moines Christian has never led. Fellers down low, got good position, gets the easy two.
Yeah, Fellers is now he's the guy that's doing the dirty work for Des Moines Christian. Doesn't come out with flashy numbers, but he's kind of the intangible.
Floater won't go. Left of the lane that time by Zumbach, and Van Solen with the rebound. Weaves his way up court. Going to go one-on-one. Lawson on a high dribble, and Szczepanski with a steal. Two-on-two break. Pass right side, Zumbach, and he finishes off the glass with a spinning layup.
Good two-on-one fast break, and Zumbach finished there with the right hand.
The other way, finishing with the right hand through traffic. Nice split of a double team by Isaac Pruitt.
And let the track meet begin. We're going up and down here at Wells Fargo. Both teams are getting after it.
37-25 lead for Anamosa. Schulte on the drive. Fakes, goes up at the leaner, left it short. Got his own rebound, though. Fakes goes up and scores as Van Solen couldn't collect the rebound.
And a timeout Anamosa as... Head coach Kevin Barnes wants to talk it over. This is not the pace I don't think they either want. Nobody's playing defense. Nobody's run a half-court set play here for a while since the beginning of the second half, Scott.
So a 39-25 lead. We'll take a one-minute timeout and come back with more third-quarter action from Des Moines after this here on KGYM.
Lee's is doing their don't-do-it-yourself sale. We do have our other sales that come throughout the rest of the year, but nothing's quite like the Lee's sale. It's just the best carpet out there. I have it in my house, and I absolutely love it. I'm Brad Stork with Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. We do have five different 50% off carpets, as well as the rest of the entire Lee's line, 20 to 30% off. But then hard surface, we've got hardwood, we've got laminate, we've got LVT, we've got ceramic tile, porcelain tile, anywhere from 10 to 50% off. And when you figure there's homes that are looking at 1,000 square feet, that's big savings. There's no doubt about it. It saves you money in the long run if you work with a professional that does this every day. The Don't Do It Yourself sale is going on now through April 18th, 2016. Bachmeyer Carpet One, 3402 Merchant Street, Coralville, across from Tyson's.
Back with you here in Des Moines, just under the halfway mark of the game's third quarter, and a little Anamosa pressure put on. Schulte still in there. Well, check that. He's on the bench right now with those three fouls. Here's a pop-up three from the near corner. Won't go. And the rebound out of there to Cole Sander. Well, now Schulte, he was in there. He was hiding from me over in the corner. Trapping defense.
Playing with three fouls.
Yes, he is. On the drive. He'll take it inside and score right down the lane. That's what he did against Regina. Inbounds pass. Tip loose. Finn comes up with a steal, and Des Moines Christian trying to get it back, and now we're going to have a tied ball. And it's going to go to the Lions.
Well, great hustle that time by Anamosa after the made basket. We talked about Schulte taking it down the hole, and Scott, he's lucky nobody tried to draw a charge. But he made the basket and then immediately drew the forced a jump ball after deflecting the inbounds pass.
Austin Mona back into the game now for Des Moines Christian. They double to center line. They beat it. Kick to the corner. Three. Good on the line driver by Jewell. First triple of the ball game for Des Moines Christian.
Boy, they were ice cold. They're now 1 for 6 from that range for the morning.
41-28. Schulte on the drive all the way in. Left it short with the left hand this time. And the rebound out of there to the Lions. Lead pass to Jewell. He'll drive it in the lane. Goes up with a floater. And it'll count in a foul. We're going to get a block underneath on Kropel.
Yeah, Kropel wasn't set. He kind of rolled, kind of moved into the shooter. An opportunity for an and one here for Ben Jewell of Des Moines Christian.
I think it was a good, pretty good call.
Yeah, he was kind of sliding.
Just didn't quite get there.
Well, we're seeing the transition back and forth. Both teams are getting their offensive set, Scott, out of transition. This has been a full court game all the way through.
One free throw coming up for Jewell, 6 foot junior with 10 points. And make it 11. He's got 8 of those in the third quarter.
Yeah, leading scorer averaging 18.5 points for Des Moines Christian. And a lefty. So something to adjust to defensively for Anamosa.
And another adjustment. Back to the 2-3 trap. They go right baseline. Sayer with a reverse layup. Good. Took it right at Van Solen to let him go.
Well, he let him go, but he let him go to the opposite block, and we've got the reverse layup with the left hand.
43-31, and right back the other way. Driving layup down the lane by Pruitt. Nobody picked him up, and it's 43-33.
Still waiting for a half-court offense.
Zumbach, you won't get it here, but he's got a three.
Wow, he launched that right in front of his head coach.
17 for Tyler Zumbach. 2:20 to play in the third. Jewell in the dribble drive. Forces it up and got it to go on the bank shot. Right now, this is a yo-yo and a rubber band. Driving a kick. Sayer open. Right wing three. A high archer and he hits.
Right in front of Scott Unash. He launched that thing.
Looked good the whole way. 5 for Sayer. 49-35. And the Lions throw it away. Lead pass through the hands of Jewell. Turnover number 7 against Des Moines Christian.
Boy, I tell you what, if our listeners are missing a good one, this is back and forth basketball at its finest. Now, Des Moines Christian showing a little fatigue there. The young man had the ball, and he just lost it out of bounds. And this pace is one for Anamosa right now.
2-2-1, yeah. Anamosa, a little deeper team. And now trying to extend out of that 2-3 is Des Moines Christian. Schepanski, backdoor alley-oop. Zumbach goes for the layup. Wanted a foul, didn't get it. Des Moines Christian the other way. Long diagonal pass to the corner. Three on the way. That's no good. Rebound tipped around. Lions get it. Fall away short. Van Solen with a putback on the third effort for two.
Good hustle that by Des Moines Christian as they got back in the offensive end and got three chances at it. Finally made it, found one to go. But earlier, Anamosa missing that alley-oop dunk. And I think it was just mistimed a little bit. If he would have laid it off the glass instead of trying to slam it home, he would have made it, and he wanted the foul. And I think that was that Schulte that wanted the foul?
Zumbach.
Or Zumbach, rather.
1:16 to play here in the third. 49-37 Anamosa. Stop and go move. Schulte all the way in. Spins it off the glass from the left side and in. That's Schulte's game on the penetration. He's up to nine now.
I can see why Coach Barnes didn't want him out of the game.
There's a reach foul called on the drive, and
it might be on Hunt. No, I think it's going to be on Sayre.
Yep. Second on Sayre. Right now, Anamosa, they got to work on stopping dribble penetration from out front.
Well, they haven't figured that out, but neither is Des Moines Christian because they haven't found a way to keep Schulte from dribble driving against the Lions.
Anamosa shooting 48%, Des Moines Christian 38%. 1 minute to play in the third. Van Solen tried to go between the legs with it and taken away by Hunt.
And he gets a timeout. No, they're going to call jump ball.
They will call jump, and it will go to Anamosa.
How about Austin Hunt? The guy I talked about, does the intangibles for this team. He's not the best shooter. Probably gets all the dirty rebounds, averaging about 5.5 rebounds. So, but he did the intangible there. He forced a turnover, Scott, out beyond the three-point arc.
Did a good job of playing defense against Van Solen. Jump pass, Schulte, far side, 45 seconds. We'll see if Anamosa will go for the last shot. Zumbach picks it up right of the circle. Schepanski drives, dishes to Hunt. Continue to work that perimeter. Now Schepanski with 33 seconds, back to Zumbach.
Well, we've seen Anamosa hold the ball at the end of the first half. Why can't they hold it here for 40 seconds? Possession arrow favors Des Moines Christian.
So they'll get it to start the fourth. It looks like Schepanski in the high catch along the far sideline. 18 seconds. Now you get into the offense with about a dozen. Skip pass cross court. Now back to Colin Schulte. Be very careful you don't get a charge here, though. Schulte double. 6 seconds. Goes in the baseline. Sayre back to Zumbach. Steps into the three. Going to be short. Rebound Hunt. Push up no good. Tip no good. And that's it for the third quarter. After three, Anamosa looking for their first win. At the state tournament, they lead it 51-37 over Des Moines Christian. We'll come back with the fourth quarter after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to coverage of the Boys State Basketball Tournament presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's going to happen. New car, new house, new baby, maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skokman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connect Tao, talking football, talking wins, talking about comfort care.
Yes, Bob, winning and comfort care go together. With the quality in-home services comfort care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for comfort care.
Go with a winner. Go with comfort care.
51-37 Anamosa. They've led the whole way by as many as 17 as we welcome you back to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Scott Unash along with Mark Amadeo filling in for Phil Dunn. And we'll be back for Solon coming up at 3:30 and then the Xavier Saints tonight at 6:20.
Scott, I didn't know you invited me to a track meet here at Wells Fargo Arena. The baton is now the basketball. 21-20 Anamosa in the third quarter. We had 41 points scored in 8 minutes between the two teams.
Des Moines Christian looked a little tired, though, at the end of that third quarter. And Anamosa, they're getting more kids in, a few more, so not quite as fatigued, though, I think, at the end of that third.
Yeah, Coach Kevin Barnes was looking at, he's got nine kids that have rotated in this game. So Anamosa's really used their depth. For Des Moines Christian, they've rotated eight, but I think one young man only played like 30 seconds, so they really went to a seven-player bench.
Herbers, Pruitt, Jewell, Van Solen, and Fellers in right now for Des Moines Christian. And we'll set the Anamosa lineup for you in a moment. They clear out the left side. Jewell going one-on-one. Tried to go back door with the bounce pass to Fellers and is tipped out of bounds by Sayer. The Hunt, Schulte, Szpansky, Sayer, and Zumbach. So starting five for Kevin Barnes and the Blue Raiders. Looking, they get it in, and Fellers wide open. Somebody missed an assignment, an easy layup.
That's what happens when you man an out-of-bounds play instead of zoning it, and Anamosa got caught there, and Des Moines Christian recognized that.
That's why Don King, the legend, always said 2-3 zone.
That's right. And then match up man if you can.
51-39. Still, though, 12-point Anamosa lead. Spin move, Schulte in the lane, right-hand floater, and got the roll from the heart of the lane.
Boy, he is the penetrator, and I can see why they didn't want him out. He played with three fouls since the first half, Scott, and he's done a great job.
Little half-court trap, 11 now for Schulte. Jewell dribbles out of it, pop up right through, swished it just inside the right free throw line.
Well, Ben Solon's not having the best day, but Ben Jewell is, and he's starting to pick it up for Des Moines Christian.
Only a junior, see why he's averaging about 18.5 points a game. He's got 15. No look bounce. Hunt kicks it right side. Three up, no good by Schulte. And the weak side rebound. Lost out of bounds by Des Moines Christian.
Now the officials are going to talk it over, and they're going to give it to Des Moines Christian. But I thought it went off the hands of Des Moines Christian. It's kind of poked out of bounds, but officials had a better look at it. And obviously Anamosa coming up with full court pressure here, Scott.
You win the first one, you get to play two more here.
That's right.
That's the big one.
That's right.
You get to play at Consi if you get it. Here's the shot rejected. Zumbach got it. Gets it out top. Herbers starts to drive left of the lane. Picks it up now to Van Solen. The high-low look inside to Fellers as they work the triangle. Back to the near corner. Three won't go on the line driver and is chased down by Colin Schulte. Dribbles his way out of traffic. Brings it up in transition. A drive and a handoff. Zumbach circles into the lane. Back to Szpansky. He'll go up with the right-hand floater. Left is short. And the rebound tipped out deep on the kicker. Van Solen intercepted by Schulte. Two-on-two break. Schulte down the lane. Blocked out of bounds. Foul from behind.
They're going to get Fellers for the foul. But what a job by Schulte. He stripped that ball from Van Solen right at the right elbow as he tried to attack the glass.
First foul of the half against Des Moines Christian. No one's had a chance to foul yet.
Well, they've had chances. The ball's just beat him to the other end, coast-to-coast basketball.
Colin Schulte in and out in the first free throw attempt. He's a 68% foul shooter. As you imagine, gets there an awful lot.
Yeah, he certainly does. Turnover situation, Des Moines Christian with nine, Anamosa with five as we're early into the fourth quarter here, Scott.
Boy, five's pretty darn good for this point of the game. Schulte will have one more. Austin Mona checks in for Des Moines Christian.
Anamosa shooting 45% from the field, 23 of 51, 7 of 18 from three-point range for 39%. Des Moines Christian shooting just 39% from the field.
Schulte hits the second. Anamosa jumped out to a 16-2 lead. If you joined us late, they've never been headed since then. It's been down to single digits a couple times. Jewell, nice crossover dribble, drives, pop-up jumper, rimming it good. Got the roll from about 12. He's smooth.
Yeah, Jewell with the 17th point. Van Solen's been held to four.
54-43. Anamosa lead at 11. Tip pass. Zumbach picks it up. Diagonal to the corner. High catch by Szpansky. He's going to be trapped over there. Trying to get it out of there and is out of bounds. Or did they get a timeout? Nope. Going to stay out of bounds and it will stay with Anamosa.
Yeah, it was tipped out of bounds. He threw it off of a Des Moines Christian player.
Thought maybe Kevin Barnes might get a bailout timeout there, but he didn't.
Well, it's interesting. Both these teams, Scott, as we talked about in the pregame, have won 11 in a row to get to the first round of the boys' state tournament. And what a performance we're seeing here this morning.
54-43. Szpansky in a stop-and-go move. Tried to bounce it inside, but Zumbach went to the corner, so luckily he was kicked out of bounds. Little miscommunication right there. And it'll be Anamosa with 5:24 to play. They'll inbound to Sayre in the block. Give and go right back to Schulte in the corner. And Des Moines Christian will morph into the 2-3, and they're going to try to trap out of it. There's a foul coming down. Was Mona in front of us.
Yeah, that's Mona off the bench, who's been their sixth man, averaging 6.5 points, commits the foul. And we haven't had a whole lot of fouls on Des Moines Christian. There was one right there.
Okay, good job by the officials today, too. They've done a nice job with this. They'll throw it in the backcourt on the out-of-bounds play to Colin Schulte. Jewel on him, and now Christian going to try to trap and going to put out a lot more energy here. And there's a reach foul on Mona. Again, this time he didn't think he did. Only the third team foul, though, on the Lions.
Well, they're trying to get them. They're trying to get Anamosa to the free throw line, trying to get them into the bonus. Try to cut into the lead. It's 11-point lead for Anamosa, but Des Moines Christian now starting to foul.
A lot of these Anamosa Raiders on that terrific football team this past fall, 54-43 to the corner. Hunt's going to turn to try a three, too strong with it, and the rebound on the weak side out of there to Herbers. He'll push it up, centers it. Nice bounce pass underneath, and foul was Mona going up.
Anamosa caught with a foul. That'll be a shooting foul as Mona will go to the line. Be a third team foul on Anamosa. So both teams now with three team fouls each as we're going to the final under 5 minutes of the fourth quarter here, Scott.
Zumbach's second foul, only the third team foul of the half. And Mona the free throw line. There's starting to be a little bit of chirping back and forth here, and officials are taking care of that.
Well, there's one guy involved with that that's starting it, and that's number 20, and he's shooting the free throw. Mr. Mona off the bench.
Free throw up, rimmed it in and out.
Every school has a player like that or a character like that.
Sure.
And right now, Mr. Mona is up, and they were talking to him, and then his teammates say, hey, Van Solen went over and told him to calm down.
Got one out of two. We're going to get a timeout taken. Maybe a 30-second timeout taken here by Des Moines Christian with 4:47 to play here in the ball game.
Now they're going to change it to a full timeout here, Scott.
All right. So why don't we take full timeout as well? 4:47 to play in the game. Anamosa by 10, 54-44. Back after this on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
Back with you here in Des Moines, 4:47 to play the game, 54-44 in favor of Anamosa. But after the timeout, you're going to see, I think, Des Moines Christian really up the pressure now.
Well, they will. They're going to pick them up full court. Not that we haven't seen that all morning, but it's going to be in a they're kind of in a must-win situation here. They've got to try to force something, force a turnover, force a 10-second count. Force a 5-second count on the inbounds pass.
Diamond one, full court pressure. It'll be Hunt to inbound for Anamosa. Zumbach trapped in the corner looking for help. And outlets it to Schepanski. He'll take it across the timeline, and Anamosa will get into it. No look, flip pass. Schepanski almost kicked it out of bounds to Sayer and gets it back into Hunt. Now it's a keep-away game for Anamosa.
And they're starting it early, Scott.
4:27 to play. Sayer tries to split a double team. Pass tip stolen away by Mona. Two on three, break. Stop and go move. Driving right in the lane. Blocked from behind. Rejected out of bounds by Zumbach. But they got a foul before it, I think.
Yeah, we got a foul with the body. The block shot will negate the basket. But two free throws coming for Austin Mona. And, Scott, during the last timeout when we were away at break, both teams were addressed by the officials in their huddle saying, hey, guys, keep the chirping down. Don't want anybody to leave this game. I had a high school game here in a sub-state final with Ankeny and Dowling where the coach got ejected. So you want to keep your your emotions under control, very emotional, the final moments of a ball game, and they kind of reminded both these teams of that.
Good officiating.
I'll tell you what, Sean Collins, Chris Ellers, and Todd Sadler, congratulations to them. They're all from Mapleton. They've done a fantastic job here this morning.
Mona got them both, and this is as close as Des Moines Christian has been in a while at 54-46. Breaking the pressure. Good bounce pass up to Sayer. Reverse layup. Good.
Didn't we see that earlier?
Yes, he did. Second in a row for Sayer, that variety. He's got seven.
And he got Van Solen in the air. Van Solen thought he was going to shoot with the right hand and right-handed layup, and he didn't.
Backdoor look, Van Solen, and a nice two on the finger roll. And Solen now only with six, came in averaging almost 18 a game. Three-quarter court pressure. Anamosa trying to beat it with Schulte. He gets it ahead to Hunt. Diagonal pass to Sayer in the corner with 3:45 to play. Pass out front, tip loose, and Jewell kicks it along and comes up with a steal. Three-on-two break, centering all the way in, layup rimming, no, but he drew the foul. Can't get too careless with the passes if you're Anamosa.
Anamosa's tried that. They get the ball down on the baseline, and the young man has to go out and reverse the pass at the three-point arc. Instead, they're throwing the ball, Scott, at the free throw line, and that's where all the traffic is, and that's why Des Moines Christian got the steal. Now we got a lost contact by Austin Mona, so he thought he lost it right around half court, and the official found it.
Nicely done by Van Solen. That's a gold star today.
Absolutely. Anytime you can find that lost eye on the court.
Now we'll get that taken care of here before they shoot the free throws. Probably going to have to take him out.
Now, that happened in the girls' regional final, Linmar and Dowling.
Yeah,
Linmar girl lost her contact. Dowling girl found it. I just probably should have put it in her pocket or something. You know, if it was Olinger, I don't know if I would have gave it back to her, but what an outstanding talent she is.
Free throw up and off the left side, no good.
Did I say that on radio in Eastern Iowa?
You did.
I apologize.
All of your Maroons friends here.
Well, Coach Cataldo, who's the Xavier coach, baseball coach, knows me pretty well.
Yep.
Yeah, I did say that, Coach.
One out of two. It's down to a seven-point lead. 56-49. No-look pass flipped into the front court. Schepanski. Anamosa needs to take better care of the basketball here. Schepanski circling out front. Bumped by Jewell. Splits the double team and then got fouled. Got bailed out a little bit. He turned on the double team and almost had it knocked away.
Yeah, foul's going to be on Jewell, and that's the 16 foul on, or check that, the 15 foul on Des Moines Christian. So they got another foul to give.
Two, actually. That was only the fourth.
Oh, it's only the I don't think they've moved the number. I thought it was four when it happened. But if it is, yeah, they got two more with 3:20 remaining here in the fourth quarter.
56-49. Schulte. Diagonal pass to the corner. Schepanski, three, and he buries a dagger.
Oh, that's a backbreaker right there.
18 for Schepanski. 3 minutes to play. Jewell forces it inside and was fouled. Took it right into traffic.
That stops the clock with 3:02 remaining and two free throws coming for Des Moines Christian. So they're not done yet. They're down by 10, but this will be interesting, the final 3 minutes.
Des Moines Christian. Anamosa's only been to the free throw line twice today. Des Moines Christian staying within shouting distance from the line. Free throws are good.
Des Moines Christian 11 of 15 at the free throw line.
Full court pressure being applied. Schulte in there with three fouls. No look pass. They got a two-on-one breakaway. Layup missed, though, by Schepanski. Rebound, Sayer back up and in. Hustle play as he took it away from Van Solen.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Van Solen got the rebound, and he left the ball out there, and Sayer stripped it and scored.
61-51. Deep three. Good from the near side by Pruitt. And a quick Des Moines Christian timeout. First points of the game for Isaac Pruitt.
That's a huge basket. Pruitt. He's only hit 30 on the year. Make it his 31st.
61-54, and we still got 2:41 to play. Now, Des Moines Christian used a timeout, so they are down to one now remaining.
Yeah, the timeouts, you're right, Scott. One timeout left. And they've got a couple fouls to give here, too. So they can get very aggressive in the backcourt. A lot of times you'll see with this much time left, 2:41 remaining, what the coaches like to do is they like to press and they like to try to get a 10-second count in the backcourt. They can go hard. If not, they got to come back and foul. And it'll be interesting to see the strategy for head coach Todd Miller and Des Moines Christian on the defensive side against Anamosa.
Winner gets either Western Christian or Carroll Kuemper. And a Thursday semifinal. The other semifinal, Cascade Advance, they'll take on Pella Christian. And the game would be at 3:45 coming up on Thursday. I like that a lot better than 10:30.
Breakfast in downtown Des Moines. Scott, I got to introduce you to some of the great restaurants and beverage shops.
I kind of know the other way around. Some of the nighttime activity.
I'll show you that, too. We were down here Saturday night with all the girls tournament coaches and had a great time down on Court Avenue.
Anamosa inbound. A little different look. A little three-quarter court. Diamond in one this time. Anamosa with Hunt. And Zumbach trying to bring it up. Long diagonal pass and a catch in traffic by Schepanski underneath to Sayer. Turned down the layup and kicked it back out to Schulte.
Good discipline by Anamosa.
They're chasing Schulte out front with Jewell. Hunt to Schepanski, just hit the three. Dangerous pass in the far hash. And Anamosa gets it back. 2:14. Schepanski down low to Hunt on the bullet pass. It's keep away now to spread the court. When do you start fouling if you're Des Moines Christian here?
Well, they got two fouls to give, and now there's the first
one. Oh, they got a charge on Schepanski.
Oh, my goodness. They caught him with the elbow. He threw the elbow as he tried to get the ball on an offensive foul on Anamosa. Wow.
Because Jewell was not there set, but you're right. I think they got him for lowering the shoulder.
Lowering the shoulder and throwing that forearm out there. You can't do that.
Anamosa with their eighth foul. Player control foul, so no free throws. But Des Moines Christian could cut this down to five or four with a deep ball. Jewell off the clear out on the drive. Double pump, leaner good. He's just taking over.
Yes, he is. Five-point lead now for Anamosa.
22 for Ben Jewell. Up the left sideline, 61-56. Sayers, nice spin away from traffic. Drives in and a blocking foul and a shot will count. Sayers threw it up and they got the foul underneath.
A chance for an and-one as Pruitt picked up the foul, and a nice job, athletic move that time by Jaron Rubel, who went around. Or check that, by Sayer, who went around the defender and got the ball, got the basket to go with a minute 40 remaining.
Boy, how big has he been at the end? And got the free throw. He's got 9 all in the, well, check it, 12 all in the second half.
We talked about Hunt and Sayer being some of the intangibles, and Sayer's come up big for Anamosa.
Averaging 7.5 a game, 64-56. Bounce to Jewell. Turns the far hash mark, goes behind the back with it. A spin move, lost it, and they got a bailout foul called. It'll be a one and bonus.
Yeah, it was, because Jewell just lost the ball, lost the handle of it. That could be why the foul was called. But Coach Miller for Des Moines Christian had a clear-out play called for Jewell. He's the hot hand in this team, even though he's the second-leading scorer, Scott, or the leading scorer. But his teammate, Van Solen, has just been quiet today thanks to the Anamosa defense.
And that is the fifth foul on Kyle Schepanski. And he is going to have to take a seat now.
He's going to foul out with 18 points.
Well, a great day. Came in averaging 13.8. Ryan Kraffel will come in to the Anamosa lineup. And standing ovation for Schepanski from the Anamosa folks behind us.
He fouls out with 18 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds.
But you lose a ball handler, though, if you're Anamosa.
And he went 4 of 5 from 3-point range, and you lose your ball handler.
And a 92% foul shooter.
Yikes.
Lefty's free throw good. And Jewell will have one more. It's 64-57, minute 25 to play. Anamosa up by 7, make it 6. Full court pressure. 64-55, two-possession game. Zumbach, high, lob, catch. Schulte into corner, turns, doubled, and fouled. Might have got away with steps over in the corner. The Des Moines Christian folks thought it was.
Yeah, you know, you see that, but actually you can, when you're receiving the ball, you got to be in possession of it, and he was in possession of it. He might have tipped it, bobbled it. A bobble's not a possession. To you and I, it looks like traveling, but it really wasn't.
Herbers commits the foul, and he is first. Man-to-man now out of the out-of-bounds for Des Moines Christian. Schulte looking, and lobs it in. Kropfel gets it, and he's fouled immediately. That's the guy they went after.
Yeah, Jewell commits the foul. That's his second.
And it is a one-and-one.
That should be the 17th foul. It is.
And Ryan Kropfel, a 48% foul shooter. Hasn't been there a lot this year, though.
He hasn't been there a lot, and when he's been there, He's not shooting very well.
Left-handed, 1-1. That looked good.
Nothing but the bottom of the neck, a la Scott Unish style.
Hey, we could shoot free throws in the 80s.
And some people shot him underhand.
One more for Kropel. Up, good. How about that?
Wow, that is huge.
He will check out. Cole Jamison will come in. 66-58, minute 17 to play. As went down to Jewell. Colin Schulte will pick him up at the timeline. Goes crossover with a stutter dribble. Pass tip, loose, picked up by Anamosa. Sayer, head to Jamison. On the drive, left-hand layup, good.
They picked Jewell's pocket right at the top of the key and forced the turnover.
Under a minute to play, 10-point lead. Van Solen going one-on-one, rimming no on the layup attempt. And an outlet pass, Jamison's all by himself again. It's going to get another easy deuce, and that might do it. Jewell's three is blocked, and a foul on Schulte flying through. And that's the last thing he wanted to do.
And on Schulte, you know, that's his first foul since the first half. Now he's got four fouls.
And they sent Jewell to the line with three free throws.
He just got caught up in the momentum of the game. But stops the clock with 42 seconds remaining.
Free throw no good.
12-point lead for Anamosa.
How about a little 6-0 run here by Anamosa?
Well, it was done by defense, Scott. Start at the top of the key. They got a deflection, a steal. They picked Jewell's pocket right at the top of the key and got another turnover.
Second free throw, good. And now the subs will come in. And you got some guys that are going to come in probably to foul here. Schisler is back in for Des Moines Christian.
So we have the designated hitter rule in baseball and softball. So now we have the designated followers in basketball.
That's right. Jules had a great second half. Gets two out of three. 70-60, Anamosa on top. And we said maybe in the pregame, first to 60 or 65 is going to win this one. And that was Anamosa. 32 seconds to play, and they're going to have to foul, and they do. Jewell fouls Colin Schulte. 1-1 coming up. Foul number 8 on Des Moines Christian. As Anamosa will bring Jamison back in for Kropel.
Offense, defense, we're going to see Des Moines Christian get Nicolette in there.
1-1 good for Colin Schulte.
Alec Nicolette, number 2, 6-foot senior. He'll be the defensive. He'll take over for Herbers for Des Moines Christian.
71-60 with 31.1 to go, and it looks like Anamosa going to make their way back. Or to the semifinals, we should say. First time ever.
This is uncharted territory.
Why not keep going? Throw ahead to Nicolette. 72-60 to Van Solen. He'll pull up for three. Top of the circle. Strong with it. No. Rebound Sayer. 20 seconds, and Anamosa is going to win. Schulte to Hunt. They'll play keep away. We'll see if Des Moines Christian elects the foul, and they do. And they'll prolong the inevitable here.
Well, Van Solen, you talk about Anamosa's defense. I know we'll talk about this here pretty soon, Scott, but Keaton Van Solen, second leading scorer for Des Moines Christian, averaging just under 18 points, 3-for-12 shooting this morning here at Wells Fargo Arena, held to 6 points by this Anamosa defense. They identified him wherever he went.
Yep. Jewell got away into the second half a little bit.
A little bit. But that had to do with some foul trouble by Schulte and company.
Zumbach on the line, 1-and-maybe, up and good. And Anamosa has put it away from the free throw line. They left no doubt today and never trailed.
You know, they showed a lot of poise for being a first-time team ever in this tournament. They didn't even get to go to Wells. They didn't even go across the street to Vets Auditorium when it was there. And now here we are at Wells Fargo Arena for, the fifth or sixth year, and here they are. They're making their own, they're paving their own way, Scott.
2 seconds, and Anamosa will get the victory. First in school history. And the celebration is on across the way as the Blue Raiders go to 21-5 as they knock off Des Moines Christian by a score of 74-60. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back with the postgame from Des Moines after this as you're listening to coverage of the Boys State Basketball Tournament presented by First Federal Credit Union here on the gym.
Dapper gentlemen in black overcoats, stylish ladies in wool coats with shiny buttons, off to work, off to market, and always glancing at their wristwatch to stay on schedule. When Hertin and Stocker Jewelers was fresh on the scene in the 40s, a watch was a functional piece for telling time, but the concept of time is design was just taking off. Heritage brands like Movado, Citizen, and Tissot started creating bold artistic timepieces for men and women, the perfect marriage of beauty and technology. You'll find these brands along with others like Tavan, Daniel Wellington, and American-made Bel Air at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers today. With so many different design choices, you'll find something that suits you or someone special waiting for you at Hertin and Stocker. Stop by and see what's ticking in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers at the corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Scopeman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Back with you here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. The Anamosa basketball team coming over, acknowledging their fans behind us as they get the victory this morning by a score of 74-60. Scott and Mark back with you here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Anamosa with their first win, at least to under the direction of the Iowa High School Athletic Association. First win in any state event since 1921. That's been a long time.
They're paving new ground. Hey, I love this Blue Raider team.
It's 96 years.
Well, they've done a great job, and they showed a lot of poise here. They played very well. You know, a lot of times, Scott, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. I think Des Moines Christian was kind of hoping for that because they got off to a horrendous start, trailing 20-4 at the end of the first quarter. And then Des Moines Christian kind of roared back in the second half a little bit. Not so much statistically, but the teams, they got so far behind that it was pretty much even second half. It was 44-43 Anamosa in the second half, but it was that 29-17 lead at halftime that prevailed for Anamosa. They got off to a great start.
Take a look at the scoring in our contest this morning for Anamosa. Four of the five starters in double figures. And they were led in the ball game by Tyler Zumbach with 19 points. 8 in the first half, 11 in the second half, 1 3-pointer, and a couple of free throws. Kyle Schepanski had 18 before fouling out late. He got Anamosa going with those three triples in the first quarter. Ended up with 18 points. Colin Schulte, he battled foul trouble but came back. Had 3 at halftime, ended up with a total of 14. And Kyle Sayer, he put it away. He made some great offensive and defensive plays at the end for his 12 points.
Well, I like how he finished the ball game. You know, Sayer and Hunt were the kind of the intangibles for Anamosa, but Sayer came up with some tremendous plays late in the fourth quarter for Anamosa's win.
Yeah, same can be said for Cole Jamison. He had 2 big buckets down the stretch to put it away. Ended up with 9 points, and Ryan Kroppel with 2 free throws and 2 for the Anamosa total of 74. For Des Moines Christian, they end their season 21-4. And 2 in double figures. Ben Jewell leading the way. He really took over this Lion offense in the second half. 23 of his game-high 26 in the second half. He'll be back next year. He's a tough player.
He certainly is. I like how Jewell plays. 6-foot junior and leading scorer on this team. You mentioned he only had 3 points at halftime and came up with 23 points in the second half off a pretty good Anamosa defense. So they kind of lost track of him a little bit, did the Blue Raiders, but not for long, and they really just shut down everybody else.
Isaac Pruitt, 6'1 sophomore. He'll be back next year. Came in averaging 8.5, and he ended up with 11 points all in the second half. 9 points for David Fellers. Keaton Van Solen came in second leading scorer, almost at a double-double, and Anamosa held him to 6. That was huge this morning.
You're not kidding, because anytime you can hold your leading scorer or second leading scorer to single digits, you've done a pretty good job. A lot of it wasn't that he wasn't getting shots, but he just couldn't find it. They had a lid in the basket every time he shot, which was the case for Des Moines Christian. They couldn't get into any kind of rhythm, and that's a credit to Anamosa's defense. Scott, we've seen them cover this whole 94-foot floor down here at Wells Fargo Arena. They defended Des Moines Christian very well, took them out of their element, got them out of rhythm, and kept that up for most of the game.
Austin Mona off the bench with 6 points and 4 points for Nathan Herberts. Bench scoring was 11-6 in favor of Anamosa. And the turnovers, I have Anamosa unofficially with 8. That's a good floor game. Des Moines Christian not bad in their own right with a total of 10, and they already erased everything.
They did.
So we'll have to wait for the official stats.
Well, they're moving over to, I think they're going to change pages here, if I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, they sometimes erase things, and then they'll put it somewhere else.
Well,
we'll get that in.
If you can find it, let me know.
It's not up.
Well, we will wait then for the official stats coming up. And we'll await Solon basketball coming up at 3:30 as the Solon Spartans will be in action as they will take on number one seeded Sheraton. The Chargers coming up at that time. And then Xavier basketball tonight as the Xavier Saints will start 3A action against Spirit Lake, which should be a very entertaining game in Class 3A. And then the 4As will have their way tomorrow.
We're going to see the future Iowa tight end, T.J. Hawkinson, play for Sheraton. And he's had a big year for them basketball-wise, not only football-wise too, but we get to see a pretty good athlete. Going to play for the Hawkeyes, the next level for the Sheraton Charger team this afternoon, Scott.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, just seeing the athletic ability of TJ and comparison's got to be inevitable to Sean Beyer, the Kennedy tight end. That's going to be going to Iowa as well. You get to see him not as many times as we did, but it's a lot of people kind of comparing those two guys, so that'll be fun to watch TJ a little bit later.
Yeah, they got the box score now up on the
Let her rip if you want, Mark.
All right, for Anamosa, they shot 49% from the field. They were 17-31 for the game, 40% from three-point range. They were 3 of 7, and at the free throw line, they were 8 of 9 for the contest. Was Anamosa. For Des Moines Christian, they finished the morning 42%. Shooting from the field, 15-25. They were 2 of 6 from three-point range for just 20% on the morning, and they were 11-14 from three-point range, from the free throw line, shooting 73%. Anamosa got out to a 20-4 first quarter lead. They were outscored 13-9 by Des Moines Christian in the second quarter. We go to halftime, Scott. It was 29-17 at halftime. Anamosa with a 12-point lead, and Anamosa outscored Des Moines Christian 21-20 in the third quarter. Anamosa led 51-37 going into the fourth quarter and wins it 74-60. Both teams play to a 23-23 tie in the fourth quarter. So it was a great start for Anamosa in that first half that kind of propelled them. And Des Moines Christian, you know, you knew they weren't going to quit. They're a team that got down here. They didn't quit. They certainly didn't. And they gave Anamosa troubles down the stretch, but Anamosa made some big plays. By some big-time players are going to play 3 games here, because no matter what, if you win your first game, you got 3 games. And I think for Anamosa and their squad, they want to play at the semifinals. And Kevin Barnes has brought them down here today, got their first win, and see if they can do it again on Thursday.
Yeah, and now you're just you get that first one in, you got the whole week to go at it, and not sure what – if they're going to go back to Eastern Iowa or they're going to stay down here anyway, we'll have to wait and see. But good job and a good start by the WOMAC, and we'll see the WOMAC coming up later on with Solon, another WOMAC Eastern Division team. And, of course, Anamosa beat them a couple of times on the year. But we'll see Solon coming up later on, and a great win for Anamosa. You go wire to wire here at State Tournament.
Well together, and I know we have some pretty special ones around Central Iowa. I see them each and every night, and if Anamosa wants to hang around, there's plenty of schools that'll let him in and you know, let him shoot around and get some practice in, unless they want to venture back to your neck of the woods in eastern Iowa, Scott.
Yeah. We'll have to wait and see how it goes. But congratulations to Kevin Barnes and Anamosa, a winner earlier today by a score of 74-60. Mark, we'll let you go back to the office, and we'll talk to you about 3:30.
I'll see you then.
All right.
Thanks, Scott.
Going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Jeff Downing back in the studio. Thanks to Mark Amadeo as well for putting on the headsets and joining me here this morning. And thanks to all our sports-minded boosters as well. Final score of this Class 2A state quarterfinal. It was Anamosa with the victory. They move on to the semis. The Blue Raiders, 74, and Des Moines Christian, 60. So long from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines.
Main Gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Bob Picozzi. He had more than 1,000 receiving yards 7 times, but Detroit wide receiver Calvin Johnson's remarkable career is over after only 9 seasons. He announced this morning he's retiring at only 30. ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter says because of injuries, Johnson made the decision before the 2015 season.
His ankles and knees taking an unrivaled amount of abuse.